Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's International Women's Day. What do you think of when you hear the word entrepreneur? Business Leader magazine has a story today about some research carried out by the Starling Bank ahead of International Women's Day, where they showed 2,000 people an identity parade of photos of people of all ages and genders and asked them to pick out people they thought looked like entrepreneurs. Now, the image that most people agreed looked entrepreneurial was a young 30-something woman, while just over a half picked the middle-aged man. Younger people between 18 and 34 were more likely than those in older categories to choose a woman from the pictures. In reality, the average business owner in the UK is a 51-year-old man. But are perceptions changing, and are women more likely to consider starting a business? The same study found more young women, aged 18 to 34, saw themselves starting a new business than men. That's 48% compared to 43%. Now, Holly and her sister Abby started their own business selling Belgian chocolate-covered strawberries, which Holly has balanced with her PhD studies. The business has gone from strength to strength, and I'm so delighted that Holly Milne joins me on the line now. Happy International Women's Day, first of all, Holly.
Hello, Denise. Happy International Women's Day to you too. How are you?
Oh, great. This is such a good news story. Can you tell me about your business and how it all came about?
Yes, of course. I'm delighted to be on speaking with you this morning. So I run a small business together with my sister, Abby. And I'll give Abby credit because it was actually Abby's initial idea for the business once she graduated in June last year. So the business was born in lockdown last year. And like you mentioned, we're the original chocolate strawberry co in Northern Ireland, and we specialise in hand-dipped and decorated Belgian chocolate strawberries.
Would a lot of your business, though, obviously be tailored towards like weddings and anniversaries, which is maybe a business you haven't been able to tap into properly at the minute?
Yes, well, of course, when you think of chocolate strawberries, and actually the motivation behind the business came from both of our parents, who have a chocolate fountain company, and they started the business back in 2006, and it's a chocolate fountain business where they primarily started doing weddings before moving into the likes of events catering. So I think that is what most people think of when you do hear something like chocolate strawberries, but actually anything at all, from date night treats, gender reveals, birthdays. So we've been very fortunate that we have been able to keep the business moving and growing, even without the likes of weddings and those bigger events going forward with the current circumstances. But hopefully when things do get back to normal, that will be another market for us to tap into.
Now, Holly, I know how much work goes into a PhD because my husband has one. And for you to be launching a company, being an entrepreneur and balancing business alongside doing a PhD takes a lot of determination and time and effort, doesn't it?
It does. It really, really does. And I suppose it was a great hobby, and it started off as very much a hobby and a nice break away from the work and the thesis, where I could sort of take a break away from it. But it does take a lot of time and running, because myself and Abby, we do everything from dipping them and organizing the order system and all managing all the stock. But it's a lot of fun, and I think that's really important, that it's something that you have to really enjoy and be passionate about, and we both are so passionate about the business, but there are a lot of sleepless nights and sacrifices that you have to make. So I do think determination is key when it comes to running your own business in that sense, managing it with other struggles and other responsibilities, really.
And you did mention that your parents' influence with the chocolate fountain company that they had, in terms of like a strong female inspirational role models for you, I'm sure your mum would be one.
Oh, of course, yeah. And I suppose everyone does come on and say that they're such an inspirational woman in everyone's life is, of course, their mum. But I think for us, our mum really is our number one supporter. She's just fantastic. And with herself and my dad running the business together, myself and Abby have helped them both from a very young age, chopping strawberries on down in Dublin. We've done a lot of work in the RDS and when the business first started. So I would say 100% our mum is definitely our role model and our inspiration, and she helps us every weekend with the business where she can, and she tells us how proud she is every day of us. So yeah, a huge inspiration is our mum.
Just going back to the word entrepreneur, particularly this age group, 18 to 34, which obviously you and Abby both fall within, you just seem to have the self-confidence to try something, to maybe take a risk that perhaps wasn't there in a generation ahead of you, when women didn't feel they had the right to have a voice in business. But you're not put off, or have you been put off by anything? Have you had any adversity to trying to set up your own business, or has it all been very, very positive?
I suppose there's always risk, isn't there, with a business. We did, of course, we had thoughts, maybe this won't work out, maybe, you know, it won't take off, maybe it's something that people, it was the first business, chocolate strawberry business within Northern Ireland, so you do think, is there a demand there? And I suppose we were willing to take the risk, and you're probably right in saying that the younger generation are more risk tolerant and are more willing to sort of put their neck on the lines. And I think really a huge factor in helping young businesswomen mitigate the risk a little bit is sort of us using the likes of social media platforms such as Instagram and Facebook, and that's where we run the business. And yes, they can be a very scary place, but they're also a great platform that most young women are very comfortable with, and we relied on a lot of support from our friends and family initially in sharing the business page and getting on board and supporting us. So I think to have that platform there, which is obviously something that previous generations wouldn't have had, it does make it a lot easier, in my opinion, for young businesswomen to get support from other females, and it's not so much of a cost investment really when you can operate your business online like that. So I think that's been a massive advantage in setting up the business.
I'm sure you have some great goals you've set yourself just when we come out of this pandemic, which we will come out of. We can see
we
it
will.
Happening now. Yeah, we will. So what are your ambitions for your business, Holly?
We don't see any roadblocks in our way. You know, we do want to grow the business as much as we possibly can. We would both love to open a shop or a number of shops, hopefully starting off in Northern Ireland and then growing the business across into GB. But that is a long way off at the minute. I think before we do that, we would like to expand our premises and hire new team members, because at the minute it's just myself and Abby, and then our lovely parents and friends that help us out where they can. So yeah, we're very ambitious and passionate about growing the business, because we do see the demand there, and we have a fantastic loyal customer base, which we're just amazed that people have been so supportive, people that we know very well now, but didn't at the beginning, and people's kind words, and yeah, it's really nice to run the business together with Abby and have that fantastic support. So I have no negative comments. It's all been very positive so far. So we've been very lucky in that respect.
Well, we wish you all the very best on the U105 phone. And where can people go to find out more about your business? Just finally, Holly.
they can go to our Facebook and Instagram pages. We are Chalkberry NI, and we would love to welcome you to the page. So thank you for listening.
No problem. Well, good luck to you and to Abby and your family, and happy International Women's Day. Holly Mill.
Thank you so much, Denise.
Thank you, Holly. Thank you indeed. Chalkberry, great name. Licking of lips all round. Right, it's coming up at 25 past 11. Good morning. This is the U105 phone-in. Whatever's on your mind, happy to hear you here on the radio.
U105. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.